across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Second guest of the afternoon has joined me in the studio. It's a great pleasure to welcome Duncan Dodds. Good afternoon, Duncan.
Good afternoon.
I say welcome to the studio. It turns out, actually, you've been in here before, is that right?
I have, a couple of times.
You've done Urban Baseline.
I have.
I don't mean to laugh. It's
completely
just...
completely separate subject.
I really wasn't expecting someone who's coming in to talk about the wonder of wood at Birdwatch Manor to say, oh, by the way, I've done sets on Urban Baseline.
Yeah, I know it well here.
Very good, very good. And you've also brought your chum with you. We've got Tim as well from Foxcotton and Wonderwood. Good afternoon to you, Tim.
Afternoon.
And I kind of recognised you when you came in, and people locally will know who you are if they can picture you, a man with sort of blonde dreads that are tied back in a huge knot at the back, doing amazing things with wooden fencing.
Yeah, most of the woven fencing in this area we've done over the last 16 years.
Yeah, I mean, there's some... Yeah. Obviously, you've got your place out at Barton and everything. There's some great stretches along all over the place. Yeah. But the hair's gone.
The hair's gone, yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Goodness, was it a charity thing? Or?
Yeah, and a bit of gin and tonic that helped me along the way.
Very good. Yeah. Well, I say, you clean up well, I've got to tell you. Okay, let's talk about what you actually do. Tim, first of all, you, because you're saying you're doing this fencing and some of the stuff you do, it's a real work of art. I've seen you work at the Grandstand show and things. It is a work of art.
Yes, yeah, we try to leave you with a sculpture as well as a fence, you know, so the things we can do with it, all within the limitations of the wood, obviously. And we can put curves in and changes of heights. It's a very, very interesting form of fencing, you know.
I've watched you do it. And I mean, most people are used to just a shiplap fence, you know, a couple of pounds. And then you're doing stuff with... Is it willow or do you use different...
Yeah, predominantly willow. We do use a little bit of hazel, but it's very vernacular. We're at sort of fen country. We don't have a lot of hazel, whereas we have a lot of willow, so we predominantly use willow.
Okay. So you do the fencing. Duncan, what is it you do as well?
So we build quirky structures, hobbit houses, tree houses, outdoor classrooms, and all with the woodland theme. So it's locally coppiced sweet chestnut that we use in the round. And it really is just presenting a feeling of being in the woods for the children or the adults. It means we build living spaces for private gardens as well. And it's always got the one thing that's common throughout is that it gives you a sense of being in the woods.
Yeah.
And the kind of quirky shapes that the trees form, you know, we work with the shape of the trees, the way that they've grown, and whatever wood has come out of the coppice, we work the design to that. So there's a certain amount of design involved, but you're always guided by the wood.
I was going to say, kind of in both of your cases, really, you're making life hard for yourself, aren't you? Because you're working with the materials rather than going, well, I've got this design, now I just need to know what I can make it out of. You're having to work the other way around, aren't you?
Yeah, and we're always stitching ourselves up by being overly elaborate and overly creative, because the way I look at it with our projects at Artisan Structures is everything we do is an opportunity to be creative. And wherever you are, whatever the setting, whatever you can do within that to make it as beautiful, as creative as possible is our ethos. That's what we're trying to achieve.
And the end result's amazing then, isn't it?
Yeah, and because of that, and it shows. Well, I'd like to think that it shows.
I was going to say, because so many people back in my day would put a treehouse up in a tree and the first thing the neighbours would do is campaign against it being taken down.
Yeah,
but now you see the sort... I've seen kind of the thing I think you're talking about in magazines.
Yeah, no one had asked Duncan to take one of
them. No, it's
far too beautiful.
It is just wow.
They're stunning, yeah.
It is just... I want to live there. I want to do that.
Exactly
it really is. So I'm fascinated. We've got this event coming up in a couple of weekends' time, 14th and 15th of September, Wonders of Wood. You've done this together?
Yeah. Funnily enough, Duncan had a dream and rang me up and said we want to run a show, and I said I've always wanted to run one as well. Let's do it. So 6 months ago, we started planning it. We do a lot of shows anyway, me especially, and so we've handpicked some of the best craftsmen in East Anglia and some are from further afield. So we've got well over 60 craftsmen coming now.
All amazingly skillful.
Everything from spoon carving to, you know, sort of treadle lathing and a lot of shave horse work and so on. Furniture makers, treehouse makers, obviously, woven fencing, basket makers. I mean, the list goes on. Thatchers, I mean, the list is huge.
And it really represents the old world, oldie worldie sort of way of working, all the way through to the modern techniques as well.
I was going to say, but
it's that journey,
that tradition through to. But we're having to look at going back to these ways now, aren't we? We can't sustain the way we're living. We've seen what plastics are doing to the planet,
exactly.
So we've got to go back to this way of doing it.
There's a There's a lovely link as well. So from the oldie worldie, there'll be tree surgery demonstrations and modern wood misering, so planking of timber. Mm. So if anyone's got any timber they want planking, then
Bring
it along.
Because this is, again, the thing now, isn't it? You can't just chop trees down and burn them in the bottom of the garden. You can't. Even if you could, it's sacrilege, isn't it? Yeah. Everything's got to be repurposed.
A lot of wood's going into wood burners these days.
That's true.
It doesn't get a chance to be planked, and everything is kind of pressure treated, stress graded, and grown long and straight and quick. There are lots of well-managed woodlands out there as well there are a lot of guys out there who are doing it the right way, and it's great to work with them, and a lot of those guys are going to be there as well talking about their experiences in the wood. There's going to be woodland education, there's going to be fenland education. It's really important to say that this is geared towards children,
right?
Largely the events is going to include fenland education, which is going to have pond dipping, moth identification, owl pellets for children to pick apart, and that's going to be run by the Kingfisher Bridge Project, who are based out in Streatham. We then have a straw bale assault course, which is going to be ginormous, which the kids are going to love, and it's run by a really cool guy who's so energetic. There's den building. Children will be allowed to weave a willow fence. They'll be able to whittle wood, and getting the children engaged with the outdoors away from iPads, readily put in front of kids to problem solve, just to get them out of, to keep them busy.
Keep them quiet.
Like everybody's saying at the moment, this is the spiel, and it's so true. Because, this day and age is so different to when we grew up.
Oh, I mean.
We were chucked outside and we loved it.
And you weren't even chucked.
No.
You went. Didn't you?
You go in for dinner, you go back out again.
Yeah.
You
wait to finish dinner and get out.
Absolutely. No, I mean, it just was all about, you say about building dens and all these things.
The den building would be a big part of it. We've already, a lot of where we've tidied the meadow up a bit, we've made big, huge piles of brash and so on, and there'll be guys there helping you in, and the kids will be allowed to just have at it and make as many and big and elaborate dens as they like.
Exactly. It's worth mentioning Fenland Bushcraft are going to be there as well. Yeah. And those guys are going to be they're going to be basically running the den building area, with also giving them opportunities of how to build a quality den. We're using the conifer branches so that you've actually got real shelter. And, they're so excited about it. And there'll be advertising courses they do and so on as well. So, again, really just getting the kids outdoors and giving them skills and giving them.
I was going to say things like, I mean, we talk about knife crime. And it's no one's allowed. Yeah, you should be allowed to. Yeah, everyone should be able to know how to use a knife safely, not chop, not injure people, just how to properly a Bowie knife.
Children in the right situation.
My daughter helps me on at my shows, and she uses secateurs and loppers. She's five, and she uses secateurs and loppers like a pro.
Yeah,
and she knows which end the sharp edge is, and she they're highly unlikely she'll hurt herself because she uses them safely, and she knows what they're for, what their correct use is. So.
Exactly.
That's very important.
The environment that you put children in will shape them for the future. If you put them, in front of a screen, or if you put them in a field, you're going to get different children off the back of that, aren't you?
Sure.
So
you don't mind having these tools. You don't mind having things like the iPads and things. They're going to go home to research how to build a better den when they go back out.
Look at this image I've just found on the iPad. Can we build it?
This is exactly my point. In my day, you had to work it out for yourself, and the darn thing kept falling over. But nowadays, you could actually use that as a proper research tool. And there's no harm in that at all.
Education-wise, they're incredible.
Exactly. But you've got to get them out and get their hands dirty, haven't you?
Yeah,
you've
absolutely.
Got to start and get them running around as well. Otherwise, they're just not going to have any energy.
Yeah, totally.
Well, there'll be plenty of that on the day, and plenty of lessons to learn for the weekends following. We get home and
loads of
ideas for the parents to go, right, go, off you go and build a den, go and weave a fence, go and,
Yeah, and for the mums and dads, food and drink.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for that.
Local musicians as well, sort of some of it quite folky, a lot of folk orientated music, and a real mixture of acoustic stuff to that's in keeping with that as well. Nothing too loud and electric. There's also some great demos as well, isn't there? So some of the real skilled professionals are going to be demoing thatching, sculpting with chainsaws, basket weaving, you know,
well,
there's,
the list goes on, isn't
it? It's so much. We've got a lot going on.
That's, again, quite inspiring for youngsters, isn't it? Because when you watch things like a Thatcher doing his job properly, and you think, hang on a minute...
They do a six-year apprenticeship, don't they? I mean, that's a lot to learn to become a skilled craftsman.
Yeah, and so go back
6 years.
Go back 30, 40 years. It's, don't worry, there's no need for that, because we're going to be tiling everything. No, you're not. It's still back and around, isn't it? And thatch is still very strong. Someone's going to do it. Yeah. So there's livings to be made out of this,
and
I'm guessing.
Beautiful. You know, it's a real craft, isn't it?
All right, so this is a whole weekend event. So when's it start? When's it finish?
So 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock on Saturday, the 14th, and 10 till 5 on Sunday, the 15th.
Okay, and this is at Burwash Manor.
At Burwash Manor, you won't miss it. You'll pull down the drive, and it will be there in your face and on the right hand side of the drive, filling the meadow. So
excellent.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
I've got prices here as adults are £10 and under 16s go free. Is that
that's
right?
That's it. Yeah. We want to encourage as many youngsters as possible to the event. Hence the fact that it's
absolutely, absolutely, and it's all the things like the survival skills and stuff like that, as well as
they're gonna
the
have
craft.
A craft. I mean, the guys will be making bread in an open fire and teaching it. You know, knife skills and fire skills are just wonderful.
Sorry, I keep on seeing things from my notes. The storyteller as well. We've got an amazing storyteller coming. He is the best storyteller.
Woodland themed.
Woodland themed storytelling. Oh, and one more thing. Poetry. So there is going to be an opportunity. Alice Willits of Willow and Wren, and also of just poetry in general. She's a great poet, a Cambridge poet. She's going to be giving children an opportunity to write their own woodland-themed poems, and she's going to help them with that. And she's going to sort of set up a little poetry workshop for the children to attend.
Poetry tree,
well.
we're hoping
where they will pin their poems to a tree.
Oh, we're going to have to pick the best of those and get them read out on here.
Yeah, we should bring them in.
No, absolutely. Yeah, because people who can't make it, or people who want to find out after the event how did it go. No, we need to get these on air. We can do that. I love it when decisions are made in front of an audience.
Well done.
we need to do it. And is this going to be the first of many?
It will, yeah, and we've already set that in stone, haven't we?
Yeah,
this is the first event. It's been a big push, but we've loved it, haven't we? And it'll be for now on.
I mean, the weather is obviously the thing that we're just keeping our fingers crossed for now. Everything's ready. We just need good weather, or just not incredibly rainy and incredibly windy.
Yeah, the great British public turnout, you know.
We're pretty good
weather,
aren't we?
We
are pretty good. Yeah. Excellent. Well, listen, there's a website as well, and several websites where you can find out. Do you want to do the webs?
Well, we've got thewonderofwood.com, haven't we?
So. Yeah, thewonderofwood.com is our actual official website. And you can also see a good write-up on it on www.burwashmanor.com. And then my company is artisanstructures.co.uk. And it is obviously advertised through there, but it also gives you a good idea of what we do as a company. And wonderwoodwillow.com is Tim's company.
Excellent.
And again, you can see a really good portfolio of his work. They're all linked up, and
super. I think this is going to be a great event. It's so lovely to meet you both, especially given that one's a surrogate urban bassline DJ and the other's a guy I've watched for years in wonder.
It does feel a bit weird being back here and not having my headphones on.
It's really great, and I think it's a lovely event, and coming clearly from two people who, this is what you do. So many people put on shows because it'll be great. You're doing it because it's actually how you live.
We're passionate about it.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be a great event. That's the 14th and 15th of September. That's not this coming Saturday. It's a Saturday after 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Burwash Manor, just out on the A603 to the west of the city. The Wonder of Wood. You'll find all the details, as you say, wonderofwood.com.
.com.
Excellent. Yes. So for now, Duncan, Tim, thank you very much
thank
indeed.
You very much,
Duncan,
thank you.
Spin those discs. No, he's not going to. Lovely to see you. Good luck with the event, and we'll pick brains on the poetry.
There.
Absolutely.
See you